are listening to the Cleveland Guardians Fancast, hosted by Quincy Wheeler and friends, a podcast about the Cleveland professional baseball team and its fans.
Welcome to the Cleveland Guardians Fancast. I'm your host, Quincy Wheeler. You can find me at Guardian Fancast on Twitter and at QuincyWheeler1. You can also find me on Blue Sky and Hive there as well. And you can find my writing at CoveringTheCorner.com, where I also like to interact with those who post in the comments there. So great way to talk Guardians baseball. Right now, we're all waiting in breathless anticipation for the announcement of who the Guardians manager will be and the decision to be made. I have a hunch the decision's probably made, and maybe they're waiting till the end of the World Series to announce it. I just don't think Craig Counsell ends up coming to Cleveland. His family, his hometown being in Milwaukee, I think makes it most likely he stays there. But if he doesn't stay there, then I would guess he would go to a place that's going to pay him the most money. And I find it hard to believe that the Guardians are going to pay him more than what the Mets could pay him. So maybe the argument is he doesn't want to go to the Mets because of the organizational chaos that's there, the big city limelight. And I just don't know if a guy who's trying to make a career move and, you know, take a step up in pay is going to worry about that so much. And I think the Mets organizational chaos is probably going to stabilize pretty quickly here. I know that's probably famous last words to say about the Mets. So I think if he wants to get the money, he's going to go to New York. If he cares about his family situation the most, then he'll stay in Milwaukee. They'll up his salary because he's flirted with these other teams. And the Guardians will be left with their second choice, who appears to be Stephen Vogt. Very excited about that idea, personally. He is an off-the-charts vibes kind of person who just absolutely loves baseball, knows baseball. I think it's a great choice. Excited to see who he'll bring along with him. Sorry to see Mike Sarbaugh leave. Thought he was an amazing third base coach for the Guardians, but you know, time goes on, life moves on. He may want to try a different organization. He's been with the Guardians forever. Mike Barnett, replay advisor and hitting advisor for the Guardians, also let go. Contract expired. Rigo Beltran in the bullpen, also out. Typical turnover after a manager like Tito Francona leaves. You got guys that leave. I know people are maybe freaking out a little bit about Mike Sarbaugh leave. I think probably the organization has a philosophy that Sarbaugh maintained at third base. Not that he wasn't especially good at doing what he did, but I think the organization wants players to be aggressive going home on in-between plays. So I suspect whoever ends up being in that position for the Guardians will be similar to Sarbaugh. But I'll certainly miss Mark Sarbaugh, and I'll always remember how he got ejected in the Tim Anderson-Jose Ramirez fight. He's one of those examples of a guy that absolutely gets us. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about the free agent trade options out there a little bit more. Decided that I'd try to rank what it is that I would like to see the Guardians do in trades or free agency. I tried to include only players that I'm pretty sure will be available. So I'm sure there are going to be some other guys that will show up in terms of trades that we didn't even think about. Maybe guys who are rumored to be available in trade that I haven't thought about or don't think will be available, will be available. Maybe some that I think will be available, won't be available. So it's the best that I can figure out right now. And I'll give you a little taste of that here in a second. I think just to generally talk about the free agent situation and trade situation, I think the Guardians very clearly need to add hopefully two bats to their lineup, guys who can hit in the middle of the order. It would be great if they could also look at increasing starting pitcher depth. Would love to see Logan Allen maybe move to Columbus, Cal Quantrill being the long guy out of the bullpen. If they added somebody out there, certainly wouldn't be opposed to that, though not necessarily expecting them to. And I think they really need to add somebody to the bullpen. The options there are somewhat limited, but I think there are some names that probably make sense to look at. So we'll talk about those. All right. So to start off our list, I'm going to say Juan Soto. I don't know that Juan Soto will be available, but if he is, I'd love the Guardians to be aggressive in trying to acquire him. I understand the Guardians might not acquire him because probably a team's going to acquire him who thinks they have a chance at extending him. I understand the Guardians won't be that team. But still, if the Guardians were like, well, we're going to overpay a little bit in prospects to get Juan Soto for just a year on our team and see what we can do and see if we can get Jose Ramirez a World Series, I'm absolutely in on it. So he's absolutely the tops of my list, even though I acknowledge he's not super likely to acquire. Number two, Taylor Ward. I'm a big Taylor Ward believer. I think that health, when healthy, last year kind of a snake bit season, he's an excellent guy to have out there in left field. I think you move Kwan to center, put Taylor Ward in left field, and feel good about having a right-handed power bat that you can put in the middle of your lineup, a guy who's going to take his walks as well. I also like Brent Rooker. He had a great breakout season for the Oakland Athletics. The Guardians could have had him for free on waivers. Now they're going to have to trade somebody to get him. I don't particularly care about that. He's proven what he's capable of doing in a full major league season. He's got that right-handed power we're looking for. I would love to see them acquire Brent Rooker, play him in right field. I also love his Twitter account. I think he's got a great personality and a guy that seems to really be analytical about baseball. I'd like to see him in Cleveland. If the Guardians want to try to just solve the center field issue, I would be interested in seeing number four on my list, Young-Hoo Lee, come over from Korea, and he would be able to help the team in center field. Might take a little bit for his bat to play, but I do think he's going to be a good hitter in the major leagues. Would love to see the Guardians get in on him as a player. And I rank him above Cody Bellinger at number five. There's value in Cody Bellinger, but the bat, the performance that he had as a hitter in 2023 is difficult to project forward, so you're probably relying on his defense abilities. And the defense abilities are solid, but maybe not good enough to make you feel great about the kind of investment it's going to take to get Cody Bellinger. So if the Guardians sign Cody Bellinger, I'll be thrilled, but he's not necessarily tops of my list. Number six, Anthony Santander. I think Anthony Santander will be available in a trade. I should probably clarify that Taylor Ward and Brent Rooker, Taylor Ward plays for the Angels, Brent Rooker plays for the A's. Both of those would have to be acquired. Both of those should be available in trades. Brent Rooker is 29 years old, so the Athletics should be willing to trade him. Can never tell with the Athletics, but should be willing to trade him if the right trade comes up. Taylor Ward, going into his age 30 season, also should be available for a team that should be stripping to the studs. Hey, if Mike Trout's available, I didn't even include him in this list because I don't really think he's available, but if he's available, would love to see the Guardians figure out a creative way to get him on the roster. If anybody from the Angels that can hit in the outfield's available, I hope the Guardians make a call. So Anthony Santander, back to him, number six on my list. He should be available from the Orioles. The Orioles have a big outfield logjam. Santander's got one more season of control left. Again, I don't care that the Guardians lost him in the Rule 5 draft. He's the perfect kind of person you can bat fifth in your lineup and feel good about what he can provide. You know, it's the kind of thing where you could potentially see the Guardians and the Orioles work out something around Shane Bieber and Anthony Santander, but I'd prefer to try to do it without losing a starting pitcher, so maybe you focus in on a reliever with the Guardians that the Orioles like to get him in Cleveland, and maybe another prospect down the line that they like. Teoscar Hernandez, he'll be available in a trade. Sorry, he'll be available in free agency, or he might take the qualifying offer from the Mariners. So I think he'll probably be a free agent. If he is, he's a good option as a right-handed hitter who can hit lefties really well. He's not a good defender. I would say he's probably a DH. So if you put him in right field, you're probably telling yourself that you're going to play Miles Straw in center field. Just be aware of that, because I'm not sure that you can play Stephen Kwan in center field and Teoscar Hernandez in right. I just don't know if that's true. Or you're getting a real center fielder like Younghoe Lee to go along with Anthony Santander, and nobody would have any issue with that, I'm sure. Mark Canha, veteran outfielder, hits lefties pretty well, also hits righties pretty well. I like the idea of adding some veteran presence to the Guardians clubhouse, and I think you can feel pretty good about batting Canha fifth in your order and feel pretty good about it as long as guys that you have now are taking some steps forward. I had an article recently for Covering the Corner that I said Brent Rooker and Mark Canha would make me feel pretty good going into the season, and I believe that is the case. Sonny Gray. So Sonny Gray is a free agent as a pitcher. Would love to see the Guardians be aggressive and acquire him instead of the Twins. I think that'd be great. He definitely raises the floor of your rotation, gives you some insurance in case you run into some issues with your sophomore starting pitchers. So I'd love to see the Guardians make a move like that to go along with that. Jack Flaherty had a terrible year for the Cardinals, not a good year for the Orioles. See if that Guardians pitching system can fix him a little bit. Get him on a pillow deal. Again, raise the floor of your rotation. Reynaldo Lopez, reliever. We saw him with the Guardians. He looked great with the Guardians. Maybe they figured something out. Maybe not, but I'd love to see them add to their bullpen. Jorge Soler. Jorge Soler had a career year, so I'm not sure the Guardians will get in on that expensive proposition of signing him, but I suspect he'll be a free agent. And if he is, I hope the Guardians think about it. Again, he's a DH. He's the kind of guy you have to grit your teeth to put in right or left field. And I guess the Guardians, we could consider doing that, considering that he can give you 35 homers. That's probably worth it. Lourdes Gurriel, not a huge Lourdes Gurriel fan, but he is a consistent above average hitter. And hits left-handed pitching pretty well. Switch hitter, can play the outfield just fine. Again, probably move Kwan to center and Gurriel goes to left. And then you got to work on right field. But if the Guardians want to get on Gurriel, I'm all for that. It's an interesting option. It's possible that Kyle Manzardo's not yet ready. So maybe the team wants to look at paying a DH to be there in case Manzardo's not yet ready. In that case, a guy like J.D. Martinez would make sense. J.D. Martinez had a great year for the Dodgers. He hits left-handed pitching incredibly well, has done his whole career. That'd be an interesting veteran presence to have, and a guy you're happy to bat in the middle of your order, especially against left-handed pitching. Mitch Garver. I haven't seen him connected to the Guardians much, but I do think the Guardians should look at finding another backup catcher. Not sure if David Fry is the answer. Maybe he is. If that's the case, that's all right. But if not, it'd be nice to have the veteran presence of a guy like Mitch Garver, who also is a guy you can play as DH, especially against left-handed pitching, where he has a 140 WRC plus against them in his career. Tommy Pham, not my favorite option, but clearly showing that he's still capable of being a solid player, especially on a part-time basis. Don't know that he fits in the Guardians clubhouse, but thought I'd mention him. A right-handed outfielder with power who you can comfortably play in one of the corner spots. That's worth considering. And then a couple other guys, 17 and 18 on my list. Andrew Heaney. I would be fine with an Andrew Heaney as a number four starter. Again, raises the floor of your rotation. Would love to see the Guardians pursue that, spend a little money that direction. And then the only other reliever that I'm kind of excited about the idea of adding to the Guardians bullpen is Joe Jimenez. He has some solid numbers. I think he'd do well in the Guardians pitching factory. Would love it if they considered adding him to the bullpen. So that's a run through of the 18 names that stands out to me as I look at free agents and guys who are potentially available in trades. As I said, there are probably some other guys that will become available. No, people have mentioned Adolis Garcia. I don't really see Texas moving on from him with the cult hero that he's become, and obviously a very good player. The only other player that I'll mention is Randy Arozarena. Don't really see the Tampa Bay Rays trading him, so I didn't include him on the list. But I do think there's a world where maybe Tampa considers it because he's getting more expensive. And if that's the case, that's the kind of person that I'd be willing to trade a pretty valuable prospect to get. Like, if you believe in Chase DeLauder, I would probably trade Chase DeLauder for Randy Arozarena. Does it make sense for the Guardians long term? No, but it really increases your chance of making a playoff run with Jose Ramirez. And I believe in Jose Ramirez and the team that surrounds him. I believe in increasing the power of the middle of this lineup. And I think Arozarena can help with that. He's not a good defender, but again, he's the kind of guy who plays good defense when he wants to, which he certainly would want to in the playoffs. So I'm a believer there, but I understand the hesitation to make that kind of risk to acquire him. We do know that Tampa and Cleveland trade all the time, but I do want to mention him. If he is legitimately available, then he would be probably top of my list with Juan Soto. All right, well, if you have any thoughts about this, let me know. Email me, comment, and let me know what you think, and we'll see what develops as the Guardians offseason continues. I believe in Stephen Vogt.
This has been the Cleveland Guardians Fancast. You can find us on any major podcast platform. Please remember to like, subscribe, download, rate, and review. Thank you for listening.